Going back a little bit to when you and Sandra began dating and then got married, you know, how did you propose?
Very traditionally.
Can you tell us about
that?
Well,
that could be anything these days.
Well, very much in the old style, you might call it the 19th century. You go down on one knee and you present a ring and ask, will you marry?
Where was it? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
At the Episcopal Church in Islesboro, Maine, which is a small island off the coast of Camden, Rockland, Lincolnville area.
Mm-hmm. And any reservation on her part? Did she immediately say yes? But how did she respond? What was
Very delighted, yes. It was actually, it was an additional story I should tell, because it was, of course, meant to be a big surprise. And the evening before, we were at the Whitehall Inn in Camden, where we stayed. And she mentioned over dinner that she would love to get married at some point, at which point I said, well, you have to wait for quite a while. And of course, I had the engagement in my pocket at the time. So it was just to keep the suspense going. It was very funny.
What year was that?
It was in 1994.
What date?
The date of the New Year's in July.
Season would do, if you can't remember the date.
Summer. Early summer, late spring, early summer.
And did she get to meet your family?
Yes.
She got to meet your family?
No. I don't have much family.
You don't? Did she say what, you know, did she want to meet your family? That's usually a big part of courtship and getting married.
Well, there wasn't any family to meet.
Not no cousins?
No.
Anybody close to you that she got to meet? Mm-hmm. Friends?
Friends, yes.
What happened? Well, why did she say, you know, why can't I get to meet
you? We're not going any further into this.